Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to this week's edition of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very, very, very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We are legacy building. That is what we do. Yes, yes. So when you're making things happen for your family, when you're looking at not the picture just for today, but the picture for tomorrow, for your children, your children's children, so on and so forth, yeah, we want you to put a hashtag on that social media post that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. Yes, yes, you can find us on social media, Exit Strategies Radio Show, YouTube, Facebook. Yes, you can catch us there. Guys, you can catch recordings of our previous shows and of this show, obviously, as well, guys, on this station, WJNIGospel.com. Again, WJNI with Jesus, nothing is impossible, gospel.com, all right? You can also catch us on our sister station, guys, over on Old School 92.1. Yes, Old School 92.1. You can catch us there as well. Hit click podcast, look for our show, guys. Please, please, please share the information, share the show. If you hear something today, think somebody needs this message, please share that information. And guys, stay tuned as we kind of work to get to a few other platforms and a few other places as well, guys. We're super, super duper excited to be bringing you this message, all right? This message to bring you information about what's going on in the real estate market, how that impacts you, and more importantly, how you as a consumer can win. That is what we do here. That's what we talk about. So guys, today's show is no different. First and foremost, I gotta apologize to you. We were looking and real excited, guys. We had a guest lined up for this week to kind of talk about some of the changes that are taking place with FHA and government-backed loans as it relates to student loans. Unfortunately, that scheduling did not work out for that particular guest. So I want you to stay tuned, guys, as we kind of continue to work to bring some of our lending partners in here to explain to you what this really means. But today we're going to kind of hit you with a high level overview of what these changes mean, how they impact you, and most importantly, how you, your children, so forth and so on, and their children, trustfully, won't have to worry as much about some of the things that you all had to encounter or have encountered in your journey to home ownership. So I want to take a moment for those of you who follow me on social media. Guys, several days ago, maybe about a week ago now, I forget, but in a conversation, I think it actually was last weekend, had a conversation. And let me first, hopefully your 4th was safe, guys. For those of you who are listening, you know, 4th of July, guys, trustfully, you guys had a ball, you relaxed, you enjoyed family, you reflected on, you know, quote unquote, what freedom means in this country. You know, guys, we're always in, quote unquote, a state of change. You know, obviously, you know, the past several months, the last year and change has really, 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 really emphasized, I believe, to us as people, to you, our listeners, obviously to us, to myself, my team, my staff, it has really emphasized the fact that nothing stays the same and we must be able and willing to adapt. Yes, it really has emphasized that. So, you know, we want to make sure that, we are, you know, really focused and we are really looking and trying to make sure that we keep not only some degree of understanding, but that we keep an eye, if you will, on what needs to be done, what should be done, what we should be working on. And we work to make sure that we accomplish certain things, because the next day, the day after, or whatever day is not necessarily promised. You all know this as our listeners, you all know this as quote unquote adults, you all know this as believers, that your days are numbered, just like the hairs, and I got a lot of hair on my chin, but the hair on my head, the hair on my chin here are numbered, and it's numbered by our God. I don't know the count of them. I ain't never sat there and tried to pluck or pull or look or see or this, here, that, and the third, how many is there, but your Heavenly Father knows each and everything about you. And no matter what it is that you may think, what is you may believe, your Heavenly Father already knows. Yeah, I had to let that pause and resonate there for a second. See, we seem to forget sometimes. You know, I'm constantly challenged in my thought process. I'm constantly challenged by what I'm seeing and what I know and believe. See, those two things oftentimes technically do match up, because what I believe, God has told me that I'm going to see this. Yeah. And he has told me that, hey, you know what? That's some falseness right there. There's some fakeness right there. And we need to be mindful of that, because that is a deception right there. That is a direction that we're not to go. That's not the place that we are supposed to be. We're supposed to be here. So we're supposed to rest in our belief. And oftentimes people are resting in falseness. Their belief is false, is fake. And that's where they are. That's where they spend the majority of their time. They spend their time enveloped by falseness. And we don't want to be there. So I am constantly challenging that. And I'm always constantly internally working to make sure that I am following the belief. And sometimes, you know, as the word teach us and tell us, sometimes you got to get quiet and you got to go in your closet. Yeah. Yeah. You got to get quiet and go in your closet, and you got to hear the word of God. And see, what happens is oftentimes we get so inundated with what things are being brought and said to us, those rumors, you know, the conversations that people bring you about others, you know, about their business. What does that have to do with you? But we spend so much time in the muck, in the mire. We spend so much time, you know, enveloped in this cloud of deceit and deceptiveness that we sometimes miss and don't hear God. See, I'm troubled today because I know that we as a people are better than this. I am constantly reminded. I was having a conversation this past weekend. A friend of mine, client of mine, his motorcycle was stolen. Yes, motorcycle, a whole motorcycle stolen out of his yard, out of his shed. And the conversation that we were having, you know, obviously he's upset. Obviously he feels some kind of way because he had an emotional attachment to this bike, because this bike represented something going back further in his childhood that his father had taught him. So it represented something, right? So for our listeners, in a conversation with them, what he was really, really surprised by was the outpouring. He happened to go into a store that day, and in the store, he was talking to one of the associates, and they, you know, noticed that he was a little bit down, a little beat down, you know, that kind of stuff right there will beat you down, guys, when somebody mess with your stuff, right? So he was beat down in this process. And what he shared with me was that the guy noticed, said, hey, man, what's going on? He told him, he said, oh, I just saw that on Facebook. I'm so sorry. And he had seen it and shared the information to others to let them know, hey, be on the lookout for this bike, right? So my friend was so overwhelmed by just the people, the outpouring, the shares of the, hey, this situation happened, be on the lookout. And I reminded him that social media will oftentimes present to us a falseness. See, the human spirit is alive and well. The human spirit, that godly spirit that is given to us because we are formed. My word I've read this week said that we were formed in his image, both male and female. Now, you know, we go back to the rib. We ain't gonna go back to the rib today, but when we go back to the rib, okay, I get it. But we were formed in his image. We have his spirit. So in having his spirit, that means that we should be concerned one to another. We should be concerned one to another, no matter the class, no matter their seat. See, we should be concerned from the king's chair to the lowly servant all the way at the end of the room. We should be concerned, each one, we should be concerned. We should treat each one, not necessarily in relationship to stature or status. We should treat each one as they should be treated, which is fairly. That we should have concern for each one, respectively and individually, the same. But we are challenged by that as a people. See, we don't do that, and that's a struggle. So I want you today to kind of think about that, let that resonate with you, you know, because the word is taught me that servants are to be treated as the masters. Masters to be treated as the servants. each one deserves dignity and respect. See, sometimes we get a little condescending. We turn our nose up at this person or that person, this situation or that situation, and we do so in a manner that is unbefitting to us who are made in his image. See, let that thing they sit with you. Because see, that's sometimes what we do. Now, we got to do a little bit differently. Because see, that's how we get to our promise. That's how we get to, quote unquote, what our destiny really and truly is. That's how we do not derail ourselves from the promise that God has laid out for us. But see, he knows the hairs. He knows the desires. He knows everything. We don't want to derail ourselves from God's promise. So we got to make sure that we are concerned one for another. So I say all that to say that in the current situations you may be facing, you may be looking at your neighbor and wondering if your neighbor is trying to get the way you're trying to get to, but your neighbor has a promise just like you do. So if you guys work and encourage one another, but also work yourselves, see right there, you both will make it to where you want to be. But sometimes we think we need to derail our neighbor so that we can get the way we're supposed to be. And that ain't how this thing here is supposed to work. See, I watch it within the real estate industry. I watch it within the real estate market, where oftentimes people are at each other's necks or at each other's throats, that they are concerned about them getting further than they got or getting somewhere they are not. But however, that may not be where you're supposed to go. Yeah, see, we don't get that. Because see, I know I ain't supposed to be everywhere. I'm all right with that. I know where I'm supposed to be and where I'm seeking to make my destination. See, I made this post, and this is what I was getting ready to interject here in a moment. Guys, we're quickly coming up on our first break today. But what I want to interject to you is this. See, we have gotten to a place where we want to fly everywhere. See, every travel destination, or quote unquote, every place that we go, we want to get there expeditiously. We want to fly. We don't want to take the journey that we used to take. See, what used to be when you went somewhere far away, when you went from South Carolina to New York, or South Carolina to Florida, or South Carolina to the Midwest, or if you went to Midwest, because most of us just went up and down. But if you did that, what you did was you got in the car and you drove. That means you went through small towns. You went through wooded areas on the interstate, if you was on the interstate. You went through places. You went through some things before you got to your destination. But now we want to fly. We want to make it there expeditiously. And that's the same thing in the same way that we as a people oftentimes look at success or look at accomplishment. We want to skip all the scenery. We want to skip all the things that we're supposed to go through before we get to a place, because we want to rush to a place. But the problem is that when we reach that place, we have no substance. See, we have no substance. You know why? Because we ain't been through nothing. See, that's one of the things and one of the reasons why I believe that you guys are all kind of finding yourselves at times. And I'm saying y'all, but it's me too, that sometimes we find ourselves challenged by something that's going on because we tried to rush to a place and we got to a place, but we didn't have the journey to get there. See, we all want success. We all want increase. But how do you know what increase is if you never had a decrease? How do you know what success is if you never had failure? See, we want to avoid failure. You want to fly over that piece of it. I ain't got to go through that. You see, there's a saying, and I believe this, because every person that I've seen that have made it to any stature and status financially, they have all been through some things. And they say that the average millionaire goes broke three times. I'm always constantly reminded of Steve Harvey, who slept in a car. Three times go broke before they make it. You see what I'm saying? But see, we don't want to go broke. We don't want to put it on the line. We don't want to go all in. We think we're supposed to have and get. But see, the people that get ain't got if they always had. And we miss that. So I want you, when we come up right now on this break, I want you to think about that, let that resonate with you guys, so we can pick up after the break. So guys, look here, you're listening to Exit Strategy Radio Show. I want you to flip that flapjack, guys, and we'll be right back.
Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. Nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, Broken Home, Exit Realty, Low Country Group, and beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Guys, this is your first time listening to this show. You, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. Yes, very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. As I always say, if you are out there making things happen, you're doing things for your family, you are in turn taking action today to influence, impact, and direct your family on tomorrow and the days yet to come, you are legacy building. I want you to put a hashtag on that on social media that says that that is what you are doing, because that is what it is, all right? Facebook, YouTube, you can catch us there, Exit Strategies Radio Show. So guys, before the break, I kind of got on a tangent. Y'all got to excuse me this morning, because I just had this thing on me this morning that I had to kind of leave that thing right there for you. Because we are challenged, guys, in the things that we seek to do, because we oftentimes want to skip the journey to get to the destination. So we want to talk a little bit more about home ownership. We want to come back. I told you I was going to give you a high level overview of what student loans and all that stuff. So look here, there's some student loan debt out here. Let me just be real about it. You know, I was having a conversation around my house. Yeah, around my house. And look here, $60,000 or maybe $80,000 in student loan debt for a degree to help and serve people. Woo, man. So think about your doctors, think about your attorneys, think about the people that constantly went to school, master's, graduate programs, and things of that nature, and did so on student loan debt, you know, without a lot of scholarship help and so forth and so on. Imagine the debt they've accumulated over the years to have a degree that certifies them to be able to help and serve people in that particular capacity, okay? And that is interesting. So what we wanna do is make sure that we understand that there's a lot of student loan debt out there. Maybe you don't have that much. Maybe you got 30, 40. If you do, kudos, okay, good deal. If you have more, maybe you got 70, 80. Because most people that I know that have and carry student loan debt have somewhere between $80,000 and $120,000 of student loan debt. So the previous ruling as related to student loan debt was that a lender had to take 1% of that total debt. So if it was $100,000, $1,000 a month, they had to say that's what the monthly payment was, had to interject that into a debt ratio. And a debt ratio means simply this: your monthly bills versus your gross monthly income. All right. So we got to give you $1,000 student loan bill a month in your debt. Now, most people that have that much student loan debt, to be very blunt about it, are not paying that much in a payment. If they're making a payment at all, it may be a couple hundred dollars, something like that. And maybe they're on deferment, maybe on something income based, because it's incredible that people go and get that much debt. And I'm not saying it's not worth it. So please, our listeners, don't you dare come after them and say, hey, Cohen said this. No, I'm saying it's not worth it, because it is. Education is one of those things that somebody will never be able to take away from you. Once you've learned something, once you know something, somebody will never be able to take that away from you. This week, I'm in the driveway, you're in the going house. One of my neighbors from around the corner, husband and wife, they're walking, and then we somehow or another get into a conversation because they noticed I had a home for sale around the corner in the neighborhood. Hey, so we got into a conversation that kind of rolled or snowballed into them thinking about possibly selling and what they were looking at doing, building. And I just kept giving them information and giving them things to think about and consider. And when they walked away from it, they said, man, look here, I feel like I owe you something, because you just gave me a lot of information, a lot of wealth of knowledge. And I told them, that's what I do. That's what we do. We help people. So, you know, some people would, okay, let me send you an invoice. Say, hey, you owe me something for that. No, you don't owe me anything for that. I want to see your success. So yes, I'm going to drop new jewels, nuggets. Yes, I'm going to drop tidbits of information to help you in your situation and your circumstance to get to the next place, because I believe that you can. Because see, some people don't believe that you can or don't have faith that you will. So then they want to charge you for what it is. I want to see the success. That's the return on the investment, so to speak. You give information in hopes that people will use that information. It's no different than training your child, your children, so to speak. Not the same, but it's not far different from that, because you give them information, insight, and experiences to help them along their way in hopes that they won't make mistakes or make the mistakes that you made. So we as professionals give advice, we give assistance, we facilitate what we can to help people succeed. So going back to the student loan debt, for those of you who took out that debt, who learned, it is an investment in your future. That's why you did it. So go use it, go get your return on the investment, all right? Now, what has changed now is that the lenders don't have to use that much in the calculation again, all right? So now what is going on is income-based repayment plans, that information can be used. If there's not an income-based repayment, then now they can use a much lower calculation, much lower. So what that does is allows people who otherwise would not have qualified for a mortgage with student loan debt to be able to qualify. That is huge. That is huge. When the ruling first went into place a number of years ago, It was actually during Obama's administration. When it went into place, the reasoning behind it was that people were buying houses and defaulted on student loan debt. So they're trying to collect student loan debt. You can understand, okay? Let's be plain here. Long story short, now that's changed. Wonderful. Because back then, it prevented a number of people from being able to fulfill their dream at that time of home ownership. So delayed, as the pastor sometime will lean over the pulpit or maybe step from behind the podium to say, delayed but not denied. So those people were delayed in their quest for home ownership, but not necessarily denied, because now they're able to approach it this way. Some during that time period made the initiative to either attack the student loan debt or otherwise position themselves to be able to qualify for other programs that at the time still allowed them to utilize the income-based repayment numbers versus the 1% number. And that is as simple as one, saving up more money so you can make a down payment, and or increasing your credit score so that you qualify for conventional loan products instead of just the government-backed loans, FHA, USDA, et cetera, et cetera. See, that's one of the things that we oftentimes get hung up on. I'm gonna share with you an example that I just recently went through or assisted with one of our team. Because see, sometimes we look at the obstacle, but we don't look beyond the obstacle to what the solution is. We don't look for the outcome, we look at the problem. So the reality is that when you look at the obstacle, you're oftentimes hindered, but you gotta learn to look beyond the obstacle. You gotta see beyond the mountain to the plain. You gotta see beyond the ocean to land. You gotta see beyond what it is in front of you. So that oftentimes requires a level of faith or a level of belief that we all sometimes are challenged or suffer. So similar, or not necessarily the same, but a similar situation, but agent was challenging the transaction by something that was going to impede a closing for a client. Well, fix it. Well, that would require delay. Well, how about this? Does it need to be fixed? No. Okay, well, if the parties agree not to fix it, then they can go ahead and move forward if that's what they decide to do. Well, that was not an option. That was not an outcome that they had considered. They merely saw the problem. When presented with that potential or possible outcome, the parties decided, okay, that's fine, we're good, let's go ahead, and they were able to complete their transaction. See, again, looking at the outcome versus the obstacle. So many people, when challenged or hit with student loan debt being an obstacle to their home ownership dreams, they immediately sat down, I'll never buy a house, they gave up, that was it. A lot of people went, okay, what do I need to do to qualify for a different loan program? And they in turn worked on their credit, they improved their financial situation, they qualified for a different loan program, got better terms, better rates, and in turn was able to move forward and fulfill their dream of home ownership. So ask yourself this morning, which are you? Are you the one that's gonna sit down, complain, wallow, weep, or are you the one that's going to stand up, stand yourself back up, dust yourself off, and you're going to go back in there, you're going to do what you need to do to fulfill your destiny, fulfill your dreams, to act upon that which you believe? Because see, if you believe that home ownership was for you, then no matter what anybody else said, you would figure out another way to accomplish it. Yeah, yeah. So where is your faith? That's something that resonates with me. Where is your faith? Because we need to figure out an outcome. See, many just give up. Okay. Yeah. Some just push the issue. But yeah, that's not what we're doing. We want to make sure we approach this from a different standpoint. We don't want to approach this with the eyes of all. We want to approach this with the eye of God. We want to look at this the way that he would look at it, the way that he would say that it should be done. And maybe you ain't supposed to hit it a certain way, but there is a way that you can approach it and a way that you can make those things happen. And we want to encourage you and challenge you in that. So guys, I want you to continue to stay tuned to us here at the show, to continue to watch, be watchful and listen, because your input, your feedback directs where we go next. You're part of us. We, in turn, want to represent the best of you. So as I always say to you guys, look, I appreciate you listening to the show. For our listeners stretching from Monk's Corner, a little bit beyond out to St. Stephen's, coming back through the peninsula and such, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in and listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. This is our give back, my give back to our community, to serve and service us well, to help us be better, to help us to be great, to help us to accomplish and receive all the promises that I know that God has ordained and said is for you. So I appreciate you listening. As I always say to you guys, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I'm gonna see you guys out there in them streets.